kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Why am I hearing maybe not for the mention, but that sounded very familiar. Let me tell you, Joy, that is the track title of that one. My family, Adrian Singh, featuring Martin PK, bringing us right here at the Manufacturing Inda, but to 26 minutes after one, that is your time. We will be crossing over to the traffic just after 1:30, but right now we have absolute pleasure in welcoming to our studio Zia Kasim, who is joining us from the Northwest Economic Development Department, which is responsible for economic development, environment and conservation, as well as tourism in the Northwest province. Zia, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Nayanda. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, man. So listen, talk to us about Northwest. Besides your very expensive toll gates, I'm joking.
Look, let me stick to the manufacturing in Daba.
Yeah, absolutely.
We here as the Northwest Provincial Government, through our Department of Economic Development, sure, Environment, Conservation and Tourism. It's quite a long name. We shorten it to DDECT. But I think the crux of the matter of why we're here is that we've brought out 15 small businesses.
Oh, fantastic.
We're not here to market ourselves. We're here to market our small businesses in the province. They've been through, some have gone through financial and non-financial training, through the department to get to where they are now. They've been brought here to get access to greater markets within this urbanized area. The
sure.
manufacturing in Durban, we've seen as one of the great shows for people who actually manufacture their own products
sure.
within their localized communities
yeah.
and stuff. So we've brought out 15 businesses to the show, hoping that they can grow their brand, they can get more awareness, connect with other people,
sure,
and hopefully get some more insights into the market.
Look, you know, Zia, for me, the Northwest will always be a very interesting case study for our country.
Absolutely.
It's an interesting case study because, you are rich in the raw materials that go into manufacturing.
Correct.
And
correct.
Yet, as a province, you know, you've not really developed that manufacturing arm. And so the migration dynamics become very interesting, an interesting part of the conversations that you might want to have with businesses. And here's the question. If you're bringing out businesses to the hub of Gauteng, how then does that translate, you know, to interacting with those businesses if the businesses are based in Northwest?
So we've brought them out here. It's not a Gauteng-centric show. We've seen a lot of people coming from
sure.
outside. But manufacturing on the whole, I think, has taken a bit of a dive. We've seen that
in the plenary
sessions.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is try to stimulate it a little bit more, go to the ground roots, grassroots of where people are manufacturing things, hopefully put in some effort so that these manufacturers can grow to a certain degree whereby we could start exporting,
sure.
Interprovincial trade, those kind of things. That's what we're hoping for, and we're hoping that this is just the start of things to come.
Listen, I told you off air, I'm really excited to see Northwest a part of an event like this.
We are, and it's such a pleasure to be here.
No, absolutely, and that is because, like I say, the optics are not looking very pretty right now, and we also understand that manufacturing is not necessarily the strongest point, where even though you do have, manufacturers that do come from Northwest. Let's talk about your interactions before this point with other provinces and how that has worked for your small business sector.
Look, we have MOUs with a number of other provinces. We
sure.
try to grow interprovincial trade.
Fantastic.
We have sit-downs with other provinces. We have sit-downs with businesses from other provinces. We want our SMMEs, small, medium, and micro enterprises in our province, to link with other provinces as well. Not only will they have a bigger audience, they'll also have a chance to sort of get your basics in terms of manufacturing correct.
Sure.
If they sort of engage with one another, we sometimes try to get them to work with one another so that if there's an order out, let's say
that
for a mine or something, we could sort of
amazing.
Generate all of those products in one collaborative
that is
method.
Amazing. I told you that you don't really look like a government guy.
I don't know how a government guy should look, but I take that as a compliment.
And the solutions that I'm hearing right now are definitely very progressive. Before we come and talk about the businesses that you have brought here, because
yes.
I'd like you to introduce them,
sure.
let's also talk about the sort of culture of business in Northwest right now. What is that looking like? And let's let's allow you the opportunity to market the Northwest for businesses that are here in Gauteng that might benefit from doing business in Northwest. What is that looking like?
100%. Look, the Northwest is known for its mining, right?
Sure.
So we have a lot of offshoots, small businesses that are engaged with mines who try to manufacture and then mines procure from them. That's the number one. But number two, also what we're trying to do in the province is that we're trying to scale up the number of small businesses that are sort of getting to a level where you could become wholesale as well as retail. So we're trying to get to that level. It is time consuming. Businesses do go through a lot of effort to get to this point. We've, like I said before, we've got financial assistance and non-financial assistance, so they go through sort of business administration, marketing, training, and workshops and stuff. So what we're essentially trying to do is get to the level where people recognize certain products from the Northwest Province.
Sure.
Certain brands, you've got a lot of brands in Gauteng that are making a name for themselves. We want that in the Northwest Province as well.
Absolutely.
So we've got manufacturers of clothing, certain local brands. The brand identity is what we're trying to get out there.
Sure.
So if we could have that certain brand identity, you know it's from the Northwest Province, you might want to, you have some celebrities buying these products.
Fantastic.
Hopefully it could sort of create a name for those products
that
in the province.
That is absolutely fantastic. Zia is joining us this afternoon, my family. He's joining us, Zia Kasim, from the Economic Development Department in the Northwest. The government is right here. Believe it or not, government is part of these conversations. Zia, so what businesses have you brought that are exhibiting here at the Manufacturing Indaba this year?
So we've tried to get businesses from each sector of manufacturing in the province. So we've got a range of businesses starting from Moringa. I think you'll be introduced to Lefakong Moringa. They from growing the Moringa in the province to sort of packaging it into teas, fragrances, the works. They've also started exporting those products as we speak as well. I think they'll tell you more about that as we go along. But
we're not talking interprovincial. We're talking
United States exports.
Come on now. That's a win for our country.
They've done their first export, I think, 2 weeks ago. They're sending another batch of their products to the United States.
Fantastic.
So that's the kind of level that we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
We have agro-processing. We have sort of unique design ceramic products. We've got a lady who from scratch grows certain granola ingredients and then mixes her own granola.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a beekeeper here as well,
mm-hmm,
whose honey has been infused with certain berries and flavors that you would not imagine honey to be in. And
that is amazing.
So we've got unique products that we thought the market would sort of grab onto.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also do our market research after this and see how popular those brands are. But I think that's sort of the aim of us being at the expo.
Sure.
Is to get these businesses out there,
No, absolutely.
And get the Northwest sort of brand aligned to these businesses, whereby people can think, this is from the Northwest province, we got to go and get this product.
No, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so we have people that do caps, bags, handbags, leather-made handbags. You'll meet another company called Made by Mosaic, who's actually taking foster parents and assisting them within the company. So the foster moms produce these products.
Sure.
Made by Mosaic tries to get the products out there, and it sort of upskills the entire foster-based care system. So those orphan kids as well within the foster care system also get on board with Made by Mosaic. And so you'll meet a couple of these companies and they'll explain a little bit in detail. I want them to market themselves as well.
Fantastic. We really look forward to
that. Brand Northwest hopefully stands out at the manufacturing in Durban.
It does, because we didn't expect you to be here.
Thank you so much.
Before we let you go, we're going into December.
Yeah.
And one of your strongest industries are, of course, tourism.
Absolutely.
I mean, we want a quiet time. We go to Northwest because it's easy to get there. Talk to us about that. How's that looking? And what are some of the low-hanging fruit that are, in terms of business, that are available for small business owners?
So the tourism sector is in the Northwest economy is one of the major players when it comes to what people think about the Northwest. You'll know places like Sun City, Hart de Beersport, but there's small niche markets coming up within those
Fantastic.
Tourist areas. We've got the Kasi Ride coming to Sun City this weekend, and it sort of takes you on a trip around Not only Sun City, you got to know the places around Sun City, Mokwasi, Pilansburg. So things like this, you know, brings people to the province, and we've got our, you know, indigenous food, Malamukhodu, Chotlo, those kind of things in the province that we want people to try out.
It's
we
the
want
pronunciation to... for me, man. Come on.
So we want people to get used to Northwest food, you know, Northwest culture, and support our local small businesses, not only in the retail sector, but our lodges. You'll find a lot of lodges and guest houses in the Northwest up to such a great standard that it's comparable to hotel chains.
Sure, that's amazing. So before we let you go, Zia, every parent has that child that when you look at you think, all of my money's returns are going to be sitting...
We don't try to do that with our small businesses.
I'm gonna twist that around for you. So what is that region for you in the Northwest right now in terms of just manufacturing, small business, in terms of economic ROI? You can see that this is where it's sitting at. What is that? And I'm asking because we want to direct traffic to these economic hubs, whether they are developed or not. We want to direct traffic there.
No, 100%. You know, we've all seen the interest rate hikes and the inflation that's also increased now. Products on your shelves are increasing as well. So I think the key element here is that we sort of supplement some of these economic sectors whereby, you know, things like subsistence farming and clubbing together.
Wonderful.
Clubbing small businesses together to sort of act as one cooperative, we call that in these terms. So we'd like to see a lot of cooperatives come up so that it can benefit a multitude of people as well. But, you know, the economy is struggling. We're trying to get it to where it was before COVID. But I think we are on the track, on the right track. And if we could invest more in our manufacturing, we should be able to sort of lift the GDP of the province.
My family, believe it or not, that is the government in Northwest chatting to us. Sounds absolutely amazing to hear the positivity that is coming out of government at this time in our economy in 2023 here in South Africa. Zia Kasim, thank you so much for having joined us this afternoon. And we look forward to meeting your businesses. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. My family, our time, 38 after 1. And you've heard great pronouncements by the local economic department in Northwest, looking and talking very positively about the upcoming industries in the Northwest. Please do make time to visit their website. Find out what is available in the Northwest, and let's see how we can come together as a country to club and focus, you know, on those areas where the fruit is indeed ripe. It's Radio Pulpit, it's Heart to Heart. We're out here at the at the Manufacturing Indaba, and we really look forward to meeting you. If you are here, please do come by and say hi. Crossing over to Great Sounds of Music. Actually, a quick break, and then we take our traffic here on Heart to Heart, my family.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.